Israel has now begun allowing a limited amount of aid airdrops into Gaza. The country's military also said it's opening up several aid corridors for humanitarian assistance. It comes as six people died in Gaza in the last day from hunger, bringing the total death toll from starvation and malnutrition to more than 130, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Ministry of Health. Dr. Travis Moline describes what he's observed in the region.
I'm seeing, food desperation. I'm seeing healthcare workers that are eating literally just a single small meal of rice per day.
This morning, 12 people were killed while trying to get food at an aid distribution site. Passengers and crew on an American Airlines flight had to be evacuated during takeoff yesterday. It all played out at Denver Airport, where the flight crew reported a possible landing gear incident, according to the FAA. This is ABC News.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. Even some of the lawmakers who voted for the One Big Beautiful Bill Act say they weren't aware of everything in it. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
UW-Madison political science professor Barry Burden says the effects of the bill's most controversial parts, like changes to Medicaid and SNAP, won't be felt until after the next midterm election. He says it's fair to think the timing is strategic.
It's almost certain that there are Republicans saying, look, this is going to hurt me back in my state or district as I try to win re-election next year. Can we please put off the pain for the Medicaid recipients and the SNAP recipients until after the midterms?
Burden says the vote became a decision on whether to support the president rather than a focus on the bill's merits. Democrats have already seized on the opportunity to target their GOP colleagues' seats in next year's midterms. Burden says while the attention was primarily focused on tax cuts and Medicaid, many elements of the bill were not thoroughly scrutinized. He thinks the nation will continue to discover consequences of the new law for years.
It's common for Congress nowadays to pass omnibus bills that are really large budget packages. And it's difficult for any member of Congress to keep track of all the things that are there. But this was one of those omnibus bills on steroids.
Many provisions didn't get any discussion on the House or Senate floor, like a $40 million National Garden of American Heroes sculpture park. Burden says Trump's pressure to sign the bill by July 4th was a key factor in getting it passed.
Since President Trump took office in January, there's been very little legislating. Almost no bills passed through the House and Senate and sent to President Trump's desk. This was one. This was a hallmark piece of legislation. It's going to be a defining piece of legislation in next year's midterms.
For Illinois News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Walking for Love. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers holding practice in hot and humid conditions. Rasheed Walker's 25 years old now, 6'6", 324 pounds, and at left tackle, he's assigned to protect the blind side of quarterback Jordan Love. The Packers have added some players to the line, including the 49ers' Aaron Banks, who'll play left guard. I asked Walker how he sees things playing out this season.
Been playing for 4 years. Right guard, we got depth at the right guard spot. We got Elgin Jenkins. We got Banks, you got me, so I mean, I feel like everybody, if we, uphold the standard and, play to, how we know we should play, I feel like we got a Super Bowl team. We know we got a playoff team, but I feel like we got the potential to go all the way to the Super Bowl.
Baseball. Brewers host the Marlins today, then they host the Cubs tomorrow night. The Crew losing 7-4 last night to Miami. It was Milwaukee's first series loss since July 2nd, when they lost 2 out of 3 to the Mets in New York. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and fog giving way to quite a bit of sunshine today with highs in the lower 90s, but the heat index in the upper 90s, a light south breeze. Tonight, some showers and storms, lows in the lower 70s. Monday, quite a bit of sunshine, hot highs in the mid-90s, currently 71 degrees.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had 6 times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elva Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe,
the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week, Mr. Paul Vandenplas.
The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story, really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe, weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Ben Giles, founder of Laughable Productions and the funniest person in Oshkosh contest. Then, If Walls Could Talk host and podcaster Mike Siegel joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe, weeknights 6 till 8. Eagle, 1490 AM.
The music of the stars, good morning. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. And I'm going to talk about stars because this is the music of the stars. And somebody said yesterday at a car show in Kenosha, you're the music of the stars. I don't hear any music about stars. Well, actually, you do. You may have forgotten. So we'll catch up with that on the music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network worldwide, civicmedia.us. I'm Lou Regani, your host, till high noon Central Time. So what is it about stars anyway? They're a glob of plasma. There, I've taken away all the romance. No, I haven't. Some quotes emphasize the idea that even in darkness, we can find inspiration and see the beauty of stars. And all the songs about stars, let's get to them. You know, aim high, reach for the stars. And even if we fall short, we'll still achieve something great. And they make us wonder about what makes the universe exist. And that's a good thing. This is Eric Coates. I'm a big fan of his music. Eric Coates, Under the Stars. Here's another favorite, Hugo Winterhalter. The Music of the Stars. I've got Eric Coates. I want to tell you a little bit of a story about Eric Coates, who's got a great history in stage music.
If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, as dreamers do, sweet fulfillment of secret longings like a boat out of the blue. Fate steps in and sees you through when you wish upon a star. Your dreams come true. When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true. She brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret longing, like a boat out of the blue. Fate steps in and sees you through when you wish upon a star, your dreams come.
Music of the Stars, Marty Paich on the deck, Ted, with Mel Torme. Mel the Velvet Fog, everybody called it, but Mel's friends, he never said that to his face. And don't, well, Velvet Fog. He wrote a book, very good one. I have a copy. It wasn't all velvet, which, as you might guess, had something to do with his growing up. Mel Torme, what a guy from Chicago. A lot of difficulty in his own personal life. Who hasn't? Music of the Stars. 1940, Lee Harline and Frank Churchill, who in his own life had a lot of travails. I don't think I'll tell you about Frank Churchill. You can look it up. What a great composer, lyricist. Four people put that together for 1940's Pinocchio. Story about a wooden puppet. Sung by a guy who, let me tell you about him in just a moment. These are the Singers Unlimited on the Music of the Stars. Singers Unlimited, inspired by Milwaukee's own Gene Peerling. Great talent, he formed the Hi-Los. Were seen on television in the 50s, 60s, and never made a dime. There's a video on Gene Peerling on YouTube. It's called Legacy of a Genius. I highly recommend it. Nobody arranged like Gene Pearley. Nobody. And he formed the High Lows and arranged for the Singers Unlimited. He bent the parameters of close harmony. There's a road name for the High Lows near Watertown. A Grammy winner. The High Lows worked with Sinatra, Steve Allen, Nat Cole, Rosie Clooney. These are the High Lows. See what I mean? We lived our little drama. We kissed in a field of white, and stars fell on Alabama last night.
I can't forget the glamour. Your eyes held a tender light while stars fell on Alabama last night. I never planned in my imagination a situation so heavenly. A fairyland where no one else could enter, and in the center, just you and me. My heart beat like a hammer, my arms wound around you tight, and stars fell on Alabama last night. We lived our drama, we kissed in a field of white, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I can't forget the glamour. Your eyes held a tender light, and stars fractured Bama last night. I never planned in my imagination a situation so heavenly. A fairyland where no one else could enter, and in the center, just you and me. My heart beat just like a hammer, arms wound around you tight, while stars fell on Alabama last night.
Would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long funny ears. He kicks up at anything he hears. His back is brawny and his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak. And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you might grow up to be a mule. Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a pig? Dirt on his face, his shoes are a terrible disgrace. He's got no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude. But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you might grow up to be a pig. Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a fish? Swim in a brook, he can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought, and though he's slippery, he still gets caught. But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you might grow up to be a fish. And all the monkeys are in a zoo, every day you meet one or two. So you see, it's all up to you.
Oh, there's a pink one in there somewhere.
That wasn't me.
What did you sing?
Bing Crosby and Going My Way, Oscar winner, Best Picture, 1944. Teaching the kids in
Everybody
church.
Together now. You got your notes. Ba 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 ba.
Johnny Get Burke.
Together, we got a nice chord. Ready?
Jimmy Van Heusen.
Everybody take a deep breath now. Let's hear it.
Alfalfa was in there. That was a great picture. Highly recommended, I would say. Turn off the radio and watch Going My Way. Okay, I'm kidding. It's the music of the stars. And Natalie Cole. And Marilyn Bergman.
The dawn is filled with dreams, so many dreams. Which one is mine? One must be right for me. Which dream of all the dreams, when there's a dream for every star, and there are so many stars. The wind is filled with songs, so many songs. Which one is mine? One must be right for me. Which song of all the songs, when there's a song so many stars, so many stars. A long but countless days, the endless nights that I have searched, so many eyes, so many hearts, so many smiles. Which one to choose? Way to go. How can I tell? How will I know? Out of all, so many stars, so many stars. So many stars, so many.
Nominated for a Grammy on Verve Records. She lost to Diana Krall. Here's Dad. Nat King Cole. The Music of the Star.
As a child, I asked my mother, is there a morning star? I was answered by my mother, yes, there's a morning star. Just before the dawn, she whispered, a light will appear above. And this light that greets the sunrise, this is the star of love. For this is the morning star that shines above. Yes, this is the morning star. This is the star of love. And then I ask my mother, will I see the morning star? I was answered by my mother, you will see the morning star. It gleams for just one moment in the skies. Then it shines forever after, deep in a mother's eyes.
My mom says stars are
many folks sang that to their kids as a lullaby.
Before Lord God made the sea and the land, he held all the stars in the palm of his hand, and they ran through his fingers like grains of sand. And one little star fell alone. Then the Lord God hunted through the wide night air for the little dark star on the wind down there. And he stated and promised he'd take special care so it wouldn't get lost again. Now a man don't mind if the stars grow dim and the clouds blow over and darken him, so long as the Lord God's watching over them, keeping track how it all goes on. But I've been walking through the night and the day till my eyes get weary and my head turns gray. And sometimes it seems maybe God gone away, forgetting the promise that we heard him say. And we're lost out here in the stars, little stars, big stars, blowing through the night. And we're lost out here in the stars, little stars, big stars, blowing through.
Jack Jones, huh? Kurt Weill wrote that for Three Penny Opera. Yeah, the Three Penny Opera, From Whence Came Mack the Knife. Same thing. Here is... Here, you guess the name.
You wish upon a star.
Got it?
Makes no difference who you are.
Cliff Edwards.
Anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, as dreamers do, fate is kind. She brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret longing. Like a bolt out of the blue, suddenly it comes in view. When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true. When a star is born, they possess a gift or two.
One of them is this: they have the power to make a wish come true.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are.
Anything your heart desires will come to you.
If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme.
When you wish upon a star, as dreamers do, like a bolt out of the blue, suddenly it comes in view. When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true.
Cliff Edwards. They called him Ukulele Ike. He was a big hit on radio before Disney signed him as Jiminy Cricket for Pinocchio. His personal life was filled with turmoil, and he died on July 17, 1971. Cardiac arrest. At that point, he was a penniless charity patient at the Virgil Convalescent Hospital in Hollywood. Music of the Stars, and now we're concentrating on the stars at the end of this July. And more will be on till high noon on the Civic Media Radio Network worldwide, civicmedia.us. And that's also where you find podcasts of previous programs of the Music of the Stars, civicmedia.us. music of the stars. Back after news and weather.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. President Trump is facing questions about his administration's tariff policies while on a trip to Scotland this weekend. In response to a reporter's question, the president says it's 50-50. He strikes a trade deal with the European Union today. This afternoon, Trump is set to meet with Ursula von der Leyen, the president of the European Commission. Steep tariffs on countries around the world are set to kick in at the end of this week if those countries don't strike trade deals. The FAA is now investigating an American Airlines flight that was forced to abort takeoff yesterday in Denver. All 173 passengers and six crew members were evacuated onto the runway.
The airline saying one passenger was taken to the hospital with a minor injury and that the aircraft's issues involved one of its tires. Adding, quote, all customers and crew deplaned safely and the aircraft was taken out of service to be inspected by our maintenance team.
ABC's Olivia Rubin, 130 million Americans under heat advisories today. This is ABC News.